welcome everyone to the Redevelopment Agency meeting being held at Centerville City Hall on May 7th, 2024. Starting at 5:30, we're starting at 5:43. So we have a couple items on the agenda tonight, but before we do that, let's have the directors give us a roll call, starting with Director Meekum.
Meekum present.
Summerhays present.
Plummer present.
And so we have three of our five directors. We hope to get one more shortly, but so thank you, directors, for being here. So what we're discussing tonight is really the main item on approving some minutes is this is a public hearing for the fiscal year 2025 tentative budget. So we have our finance director from the city, Nate, here to present that. So just give your name, address, social security number.
Account number as well. Not much in it. But if you want to deposit any funds.
Take it away, Nate.
Thank you, Mayor. As Mayor mentioned, we have the presentation of the fiscal year 25 proposed RDA budget. And tonight we'll be asking that you as the RDA board adopt this as the tentative budget. So this process is very similar to the process for adopting the city's annual budget. So state law requires that the RDA board adopt a tentative budget and set a public hearing date to receive comment before adopting the final budget. This RDA's proposed budget is part of we include it in the city's budget at the very tail end, last couple pages. So if anybody in the public is looking to find it, that's where you'll find it. What if you want to go to the next page? Just to go over a couple highlights in this fiscal year 25 budget. The big highlight is funding for the reconstruction of the intersection located at 400 West and Parish Lane. That's there at the bottom section under the Capitol. And then you'll also see there, this intersection improvement is a project that's being overseen by UDOT, but does require a match from the RDA.
And then let me clarify, it's a city project with funding from UDOT, but it is a city project.
Thank you, appreciate it.
So we have the match, about 7% or so. Mm-hmm. Sorry, thanks,
Mike. Oh, thank you. And then also included in this proposed budget is funding for the completion of the economic which I just got word before this meeting started that we've possibly selected someone, and this amount may need to increase slightly, but we'll look at that over this coming week. So again, staff's recommendation is that you adopt this proposed budget as the fiscal year 25 tentative budget and set the time and place for a public hearing. Staff's recommending that that time be June 4th at 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall. And again, once adopted, this budget will be made available to the public, both on our website and a physical copy here at City Hall. Are there any questions?
So, Nate, is this a public hearing? This is a public hearing tonight for the tentative budget, right?
Yeah.
And then we got the final budget in.
State law doesn't require that we hold a public hearing, but we have advertised it as such. I think it's a good idea because it gives the public one more opportunity to voice their opinion or concerns before we have the final document prepared, which is why we like to hold the public hearing, even though not required.
So, Nate, my questions are just comparative questions related to our March budget retreat. It looks like you've updated the tax increment for Parish, Legacy, and Barnard.
Yes.
So walk us through that, can you please?
Yeah, thank you. I forgot to mention that. So we received, just last month, we received the tax increment for our different areas. So our budget that we're proposing is basically, we just rounded off to the nearest thousandth what we received this year.
Okay.
So we do get tax increment from the Parish Lane area, the Legacy Crossing area, Bernard Creek area, and then new to this, starting in fiscal year 25, we'll receive increment from the Porter-Walton area. And then some of those areas have contractual obligations with those developers, as you can see down on the expenditure side, with the new one being the contractual agreement to Young Power Sports. And again, thank you for bringing that up. What this budget does not include, this, what we're including here is the estimated property tax increment payment. There's still the sales tax incentive that we're waiting for Young Power Sports to trigger. They have 3 years to do so. They haven't done it yet, so I haven't included any sales tax payment here, but once they do, we'll come back with an amendment to make that payment.
So to make it balanced, like from an expenditure side, instead of the 101 that was budgeted in March, it's 281 other obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, are you using that line item as a balancing line item?
Yeah, it's essentially a, it's how we've historically done it. It does balance it. And if we have any future projects, we don't have any on the table right now, but should a project or something that we want to do come up,
we can pull that from that line.
Yeah, we can amend it from that line.
They explained for me what professional services are and who that's to and what administrative services are and who that's to.
Yeah, the administrative services is a payback to the general fund.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, and that's like all the finance, the attorney services, other things that the city provides services to the RDA. The professional services, I know a portion of that is to the Ferguson Group. A portion of that we use for any outside needs. For example, when we were creating the Porter Walton area, we used Lewis and Young, or whatever their new name is.
Lewis Young, Zion's, yeah. Public Finance, mm-hmm. Services, that type of,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so as we need outside help with some of these, we pull from that account.
Okay. Other questions for Nate before I take it to a public hearing? We can come back to if you want. All right, so this is a public hearing matter. This is a public hearing for the fiscal year 2025 tentative budget for the redevelopment agency. So that is now open. Any member of the public that's in person or in Zoom that wants to comment, please, on this issue, please state your name and where you're from. I don't think there's anybody online, is there? All right, seeing no public comment, we'll close the public hearing and we can come back to further questions of Nate. If not, I guess we would be looking to adopt the proposed budget as the tentative budget and set the time and place for a public hearing.
Mayor, this may be just like, it's kind of related to the budget, but it's on off topic. So from our city attorney's perspective and RDA perspective, do we think that U.S. development is going to come back to us again and ask for a COVID relief at this point in 2024 for the ticket sales and whatnot?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And potentially just a complete change of how we calculate that.
Okay,
so and or, either a waiver for this year for similar reasons or other reasons, or just recalculating the methodology. That has been requested already.
Okay, so
I've been communicating with him on that and the mayor.
And I have as well too, and if I had to speculate, it would be on sales amount rather than seats.
Well, that's what our previous discussion was.
Cutting the number of seats down.
If you remember, I'm not shy in asking tough questions, and one of the tough questions was, hey, I think it's a bad metric to use seat ticket sales as a metric when you're swapping out all of your old seats, which that was the measure, and now you're having the luxury seating taking and having less seats, but your gross revenues are
going up.
Hopefully improving. I don't know what the numbers are, but it seemed like revenues were a better measure than ticket sales. So that was just food for thought for at least
Brian, since you weren't a part of those discussions when they came in last time, Robin knows I asked that kind of tough questions, and it was a broader discussion, but...
And I don't know that we have any history or recollection of why the 500,000 ticket sales was that. I mean, it's one methodology, but I'm open to other methodologies.
I think Brant, in different conversations, has pointed out that one of the purposes is to drive foot traffic to our city in, as it relates to bringing sales tax revenues to our city.
If they generate more money themselves, it doesn't necessarily translate to more money for us. It's more money for the sales tax formula, which might not be equal to, right, in terms of what they're generating at a different quick service food restaurant or anything like that. The argument I have is if he wants to show that revenues are increasing, I mean, that's the data I haven't seen from them, is he's arguing that, well, we're going to have more sales. Well, then demonstrate to us where your sales are, because I haven't seen any of that data proving that you are generating more sales. The only thing they show is a statistic saying they have a greater market share at their Jordan Commons when they introduce luxury seating. Well, market share and it's totally different than what revenue are you generating for the area.
And I guess I'm only bringing this up because obviously
we can look at see how much they're bringing sales tax data, but that's
I'm bringing up to for food for thought as Lisa and Nate maybe think collectively as administrative staff team as to what you might come and recommend back to council. It sounds like it's going to be an agenda item. So,
but I will say, with all that being said, I'm not opposed to us offering another variance or reevaluating our agreement with them, because again, the original intent of the agreement was to install infrastructure that would benefit the area that other businesses or developers can attach to. So they made the huge investment to increase or improve the infrastructure in the area. And so that, to me, is where that metric kind of comes off as well, Councilor Summerhays or Director Summerhays, is because we're saying, well, you put in the infrastructure, which benefits this, so we're going to tie ticket sales to that? You already installed the infrastructure.
So let me change that narrative then. If they're coming in to ask for a waiver because of all these improvements that are going to benefit other applicants.
It's already benefited
them. It already has. But is that open up the discussion? Should those other owners then be participating or?
Well, that's a Pioneer agreement. That's a totally different discussion that we will not have.
You can't open that up.
Well, that's what I'm saying is there's some value in the investment they made. We weren't part of those conversations. So I don't necessarily want to discount them that, again, there's a purpose for the ticket numbers, and I think that's valid. And I don't want to discredit those original negotiations.
Okay.
But could we reevaluate what it is? Sure, because we still want to have a good relationship with the owner of the property as well as Larry H. Miller.
Yeah.
Right?
So I don't remember exactly back then, and I don't think I was on the council, but I think I was here, and some of the discussion was they didn't put a sales amount because, you know, what the tickets were selling for now, you could sell half as many tickets and still reach that same monetary value, but the idea was they were going to bring that many people into the city, so we were going to get some restaurants and things to go with that. And so that was part of the reason why they went, I think, in that direction, was it was trying to prove that they were going to bring that many people into that area.
So the answer is yes, we'll bring forward something, because either way it's going to be a variance, because they were 497,000, very close to the 500, or renegotiating the agreement. So we'll bring something back.
Okay.
Bottom line is this is what the movie industry is going to, and to add 10 years to their lease with the Larry H. Miller Group, that's kind of what they have to do. You know? So. All right. Anything else? Okay, so a motion to adopt, did somebody want to tackle that motion? to adopt the...
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we adopt the fiscal year 2025 proposed budget for the Centerville City Redevelopment Agency as a fiscal year 2025 tentative budget, and set the date and time for the public hearing for the final RDA budget for June 4th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall.
I'll second that.
Motion is second. All right. Do a roll call vote. Director Meekum?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, so that passes. Okay, let's go to minutes review and approval for December 5th, RDA minutes. Any changes from what you see on those minutes? If not, a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion to adjourn from RDA meeting.
So moved.
Aye. Or second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourn.